tonight. And if we're not careful, we won't take advantage of it like we need to. We'll just kind of take it for granted that it's always going to be like this. But you know, I don't believe it's always going to be like this. Praise God. We're coming to the end of the time. And a lot of folks, if you read the Bible very much, you can tell that the signs of the time are pointing toward the end. And the reading in the Bible, it sounds like it's headed toward the end. But you know, they were singing that song earlier in the service tonight about everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy. We're going to shout. We're going to sing God's praises. And, you know, I'm so glad that I found out that I don't have to wait till I get over there to be happy. I've got in touch with the presence of the Lord, and I can shout sometimes.
Help him, Lord.
You know, I like this. You know, if some folks are thinking that they've got to have the music going real fast, and they got to have the music loud, and people clapping their hands and standing behind them, and standing for them to feel the presence of the Lord, then they might ought to check really what they're shouting with. What are they really rejoicing about? Because you know this stuff that you get in touch with, it's good right through your fiery trials. Right through
God
your darkest
David.
Times.
Him, Lord.
When the devil's pressing you. If you can get alone somewhere and begin to call on God, you can feel his presence right in the midst of your fiery trial. That's the way I like
God bless
it.
David.
I'm glad I got in touch with that kind, don't you?
Yeah, amen.
When nobody's around, you can get in touch with the presence of God and lift your hands up.
It's
feel
real.
It just seem like come right down with you and just have a good time with him all by yourself. Praise God. This is good. It's wonderful in the shout in the big crowd. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad when we can get together and rejoice. I love
glory
it. But, you know,
God.
If you get glory the right kind,
David.
You can shout right by yourself.
Right.
Praise God.
Right.
Thank the Lord. And you know, we live to see the time when I feel like that everybody needs to really get their own revival going on down in your heart. And there's a psalmist there. There's a psalm that you can read. And it says, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? And maybe I mentioned it here before, brother. But you know, when you get to looking at it in our day, we could probably ask the same question. You know, Lord, who's going to abide in their tabernacle? When you see this little church over here and this little church over here and this people doing that and them believing that way and us believing the way we do and them, they can get along with that. But you know what? We've got that question, but it goes on to answers itself, don't it? Praise God. It gives us the answer to that same question. He that backbiteth not with his tongue in one place. There's a real good little lesson in that little scripture right there. You can look at yourself and say, Lord, am I going to be one of them that gets about in your tabernacle?
Him,
is it going to be me? Well, I tell you what, I can't afford to be coming up missing. I've got to make it. And I believe you got to get in your revival going on in your heart enough till you can make it. Praise God. You know you can put your trust in brothers and put your trust in your family and they can let you down. You're even your church members sometimes. They can let you down. But if you really get in touch with God,
glory to God. Lord bless David. Anoint him, Lord.
He's sufficient. I believe he's got enough to help you stand till we can make it all the way home. Praise
God.
I want to be one of the winners that makes it, don't you? Praise God. This is homecoming revival, something to look forward to. And I sure hope you ain't going to be disappointed just because you got me tonight. And I'm not the one that has to preach. I know if somebody gets to feeling like it, I'll give you the mic. Praise God. It's not just me thinking I got to be the one. I'm just very little and pitiful without the presence of God. But oh, I like it when he comes by because he can sure make you feel a whole lot bigger. Praise God. He can make you feel a whole lot stronger. Praise God. When he comes by, he makes you feel more like taking another step for the Lord. Praise God. I appreciate the folks that's come tonight, and I'd love to be in help to you if I could. Praise God. I want to read a little bit over here in the book of Job. And I know it's probably very familiar with you in the first chapter of Job. A lot of you probably read it so much over and over. And you get to reading about Job. He really did go through some trials and a lot of hardships. Praise God. And more than what I could say I've ever went through. Thank God, he really did face the test. And you read about Job, and you know, he was a perfect and upright man, and all the earth What about him just being a perfect man? And the sons of God came before the Lord, and then the devil presented himself to, you know, and the Lord even asked him the question, have you considered my servant Job? Praise God. What about what would the Lord say about us if he was to talk to the devil? Would he say, have you considered my servant so-and-so? They're perfect and upright. Can we share that same testimony with the Lord? Lord, I'm perfect. I'm upright before you. Praise God. But you know what? God had seen Job and how he walked before him. And he had a real good name with the Lord. And I'll tell you what, it's one thing to have a name with people. But it's another, a whole different thing to have a good name with the Lord. Praise God. I'd like to have a good name with the Lord, wouldn't you? Praise God. Well, see, he goes through all his troubles. And over in the 27th chapter of Job, praise God, I think it was, 27th chapter of Job, he makes this statement after he went all through his trials. We'll go in through some of that a little bit, perhaps. But I want to tell you, he went through some things. And he over in the 27th chapter, after you read in the first chapter what he went through, his friends had tried to comfort him and tried to give him words of ease. And it seemed like they would come with him like, well, you must have done something wrong. You must have transgressed the Lord. You must have, and trying to make it sound. And when he got to the lowest point, the one that should have been standing by his side, his wife said, do you still trust God? You just curse God and die. You went through. Look what God's let you go through. You mean you're still going to try to hold on to God? And I like what he says over here in the 27th chapter. He says, my righteousness I hold fast and will not let it go.
Glory. Amen.
I know we can read a whole lot in the Bible tonight. There's a big book, a lot of books here to read. But what about if we could just focus in this late hour that we're living in, when it seemed like the devil is so rampant and it seemed like people are so discouraged, and people that used to shout don't seem like they're shouting very much anymore, and those that you could put your trust in seem like they can't trust them much anymore, and you can't hardly know what they're going to do next or what they're going to do tomorrow. Praise God. Wouldn't it be good if we could be steadfast in the Lord and say, Lord, I'd like to share this statement with Job tonight. No matter what I'm having to face is, my righteousness I hold fast and will not let it go. Praise God. Oh, yes. I mean, we've probably been ridiculed. We've probably been talked about because the way we dress and the way we act and the way we talk, we're different from the world. If you're going to be a Christian, you got to be different from the world. You cannot blend in with everything and still shine a light out to this old world. Praise God. But we live in a very school, but my, look what we're facing now. Praise God. When they used to put bubble gum underneath the church seats, and used to maybe throw things in the window, and the school children used to throw paper wads on the bus, and that was a little transgression, and not stay in their seat, that was a little transgression. But look where we're at right now. Look at all the drugs that's so rampant, and seem like people are running wild. I mean, you get people with so many ink spots on them, and so many eyebrow tattoos, and earrings, and big old gauges in their ears. To me, they kind of look pretty wild to me. But I'll tell you what, there is still a hand of God that's merciful.
Amen.
He's reaching out to them right now before the door closes. I like to tell them tonight, hope. You can't put your trust in nothing else and find the peace, but there is still hope in the Lord. Praise God. Thank you. You know, Job, he went through a whole lot of things, and a lot of you read it probably over and over. But just imagine just a moment, maybe Job being blessed and feeling so comfortable how God had blessed him. He was one of the richest men in the East. Praise God. I mean, he had a lot of cattle and had a lot of friends. I'm quite sure. You know, when you got a lot of money, you have a lot of friends. Praise God.
God bless
I hear, you know, people that's been in sin. You know, they say when you had money, you had friends. And when your money ran out, your friends was gone. But you know what? Job, he had a lot of things going through his way. And it sounded like that God had really blessed him. Praise God. But let me tell you, let me read this here a little bit. I guess it's familiar with you. But can I read it for you? Praise God. Here's what happened. It said, the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. In the first chapter, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. I guess if we could have put a big sign in front of Job, Job, look out, the devil's coming your way. Praise God. You've been hedged in by the Lord, but now he's turned loose on you. And what you've been claiming, now it's time to show what you've got. Praise God. You know, it is something in church when the revival's going big and people are rejoicing and seeing my people are praising God, how much shouting takes place and how much encouragement seems like people want to get in and want to be filled with the Lord. Maybe get to the mic and be the one.
Glory to God.
And to really get out there and shout. But oh, what about when the trials come? What about when the storms come? Praise God. If we're not careful, one of the easiest things to do is you start feeling like giving up and feel like throwing in the towel. Praise God. Oh, how come this is going this way? How come that's going that way? How come they treat me like this? Well, I used to feel good. Now it seems like I'm not feeling very good. Praise God. I just like to tell you tonight, you better get in touch with God enough and get grounded and rooted enough in God and say, God, I want to be like Job and tell you whatever storm I'm facing, my righteousness I hold fast.
Glory.
Oh, God, it's not you that, it's not me that's contained it myself.
Him,
it's all through and by you. It wasn't because I loved you. It was because you loved me. It wasn't because I chose you. It was because you chose me.
Glory.
I have nothing to boast about. But let me be like Job. How you've let me attain up to now. At least let me hold my righteousness and not let it go. I believe I hit the rock. You believe you hit the rock? If you've not hit the rock, I want to tell you the rock's still standing sure. And it's still available tonight. Praise God. And you know what? We're getting ready to face probably some things that the church has never had to face. And if those that's been kind of lukewarm, those that's been in and out, those praise one day and off the next, go in church one week and be happy and be discouraged next week, I'll tell you what, you better try to get a little more armor on than that. God, we better not be trying to be babies and childish. As you've been in this a few years, you better get where you can eat some meat. And better get to where you say, God, I believe you've helped me. I know where my heart's from. God, if you hold on to God, I believe we can get like Job and say, God, it's nothing I've got to boast about. But I want to tell you, Lord, I want to hold my righteousness fast.
All right.
I know.
Amen.
Folks might want to look at it and say, well, now the Bible says, yeah, real righteousness is as filthy rags. Yeah, I know that. If you're trying to live this in yourself, you can't do it by yourself. It's like I told him over at Urban View the other day. You know, there was a girl I was talking to, and you know, she said, I pray every day, or I pray. And just to look at her, don't you think that we need to have a different look about us?
Amen. Bless him, God. Bless him, God.
I believe we need to look more like Christians. Praise God. Everybody that names the name of Christ supposed to depart from iniquity. That means
Amen.
We look different, we act different, we talk different, we go different places. Praise God. We've just got to be different. But that girl said, I pray. Praise God. You know what's sad about it? These people seem like are wanting to pray. And you know what they really need first? They need to find out who the Lord really is. Before you start trying to pray, won't you try to get rid of sin and say, God, I need you. Praise to change my life. What are you saying that for? Well, we've got Bible that says, the Lord heareth not sinners. But if any of you be a worshiper of him he heareth.
All right.
If you're not wanting to live for God, every time you get in trouble, you want to call on God. Every time you have a flat tire, you want to call on God. Every time you have a little snow in the home, you want to call on God. I want to tell you, won't you try to get down to business with God first and say, God, let me get a born again experience in you so I'll have somebody to lean on.
Sure, you're good. Amen.
Praise God, they need to find the Lord. Praise God, I told them. I think over urban view, you know, it's kind of like somebody going into an airport and them saying, man, I've been wanting to fly one of them planes out there, those big old jets. He gets over like he's getting ready to get in the cockpit, and they say, wait a minute, wait. Do you have any credentials? Do you know how to fly this? Well, I don't really know how, but let me get in there and let me try to fly. That's about like somebody that seemed like just, I pray. I tell you what, you better get an old-fashioned experience with the Lord.
Give up.
Get in touch with God. And then when you pray, he'll hear you when you pray.
His ears are open to the cries of prayer.
Oh, hallelujah. And there was a day when the sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job. Brother, well, this might not be what y'all needed. Praise God. There come, you probably preached on it more than once. Praise God. You probably heard it over and over. Praise God. Praise God. And there came a messenger unto Job. Imagine Job sitting on the rocking chair on his front porch, looking out over his fields, how God's blessed him.
God bless
thinking
David.
About how good God's been to him. Praise God. And it says, and there came a messenger unto Job and said, well, I feel pretty good tonight. Praise God. There came a messenger unto Job and said, can you imagine his wild eyes, maybe breathing hard, him coming real excited. And said, there came the oxen were plowing and asses sitting beside them. And the Sabaeans came and fell upon him and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the
Glory.
And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. I'm the only one left. I'm the only one got out of there alive. And I'm bringing you the news. Praise God. Well, Job might could have shook yourself a little bit. That, well, God's been good to me. I tell you, I just want to hold on to God. And after a while, and it says, while he was yet speaking, have you ever seen the face one trial right after another? When you maybe feel like, Lord, if you'll just let me get through this one, I believe I can run a little faster. If you'll just let me get over this, only to find a few weeks later, you're faced with another big trial. And it might have been a little bit harder than the one before. Praise God. Oh, yes. But over here, Job was, and while that servant was speaking, here comes another one, probably with wild eyes, probably breathing hard. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God has fallen from heaven and hath burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them.
Oh,
and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Hey, well, I'll tell you what, I feel pretty good tonight. I kind of feel like preaching a fairy, if you will. Praise God. Hallelujah.
God.
While he was yet speaking, what about that? Here came some more. Then it says, while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And escaped alone to tell thee.
I'm the only one left.
Praise God. All the rest of them's dead. Praise God. Can you imagine how Job was feeling? He was probably feeling like praising God. He's probably feeling good before all this.
Glory to God. Lord bless David.
Praise God. But I want to tell you something. When you're shouting and you're testifying to the goodness of God, when things are going good, praise God, when you hit the valley, hit the little blunders of life, and things don't go like you want them,
I believe
the Lord will take pleasure in you. If you'll say, Lord, it was you that redeemed me.
All right.
It was you that gave me the blessing. blessings. Praise God. And in the dark times, I'm still planning on lifting up my hands and praising you.
Amen.
No matter what situation I get in, guess what? It does not hinder your lofty place. You are still high and lifted up. It does not change your state of living. Just because I'm going through trials, he's still worthy of my praise. While he was yet speaking there also, another came. The Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am alone. I escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another. Lord, how much more can we take? I don't know what everybody's loads are tonight.
Glory.
But sometimes in this Christian walk, it about feels like, I guess, it's hard for us to put one step in front of another. I know I'm not faced like some
God
have. Praise God.
Lord,
I was thinking just today, and I've thought about it before. It seemed like to me that there's not enough tears shed while things are going good. Praise God. We can read about Psalmist, and he said, I water my couch with my tears. In other words, I pray. I call out to you of the night. You can read about Psalmist. It's like he prayed and wept. Praise God. You know what? Instead of all the time rejoicing, we might ought to rewind and say, Lord, how much weeping am I doing? How much crying am I doing? The Bible said if you sow in tears, you'll reap in joy. If you're going to get humble before the Lord, the Lord will reward you openly. But no, we don't want to humble ourselves. We don't want to suffer. We don't want to afflict ourselves. Praise God. But oh, the joy there is when things are going good to humble yourself in the sight of God. And then when things ain't going like you want them, that's what the things that you've been shouting about and the things you've been testing about. Let me tell you, you can rejoice. That's a good time for what you've been claiming to go to work for you. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. I'm about done here, but it says, on this reading, but it says, and behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee.
Glory to God, glory to God.
Then Job arose. It sounded like he got about to his wits' end here when it got to his children. He seemed to be holding up some when all the animals was gone and the fire of God had fell. But oh, whenever he brought the news of his children. Now I want to tell you, has anybody here ever lost a child? Praise God. Just imagine tonight if you're a parent and you hear news that one of your children got killed, all of a sudden took out in eternity.
Make a bad
and then if you got more than one, while they're telling you the news of that one, someone comes with the news and says, hey, did you hear about your other daughter? They got killed a while ago. Praise God. Can you imagine how deeply that would hurt you? And then maybe while they were telling you about that one, another one come with another news. Is that, oh, your son got killed a while ago. Praise God.
Now,
I think he had like 9 or 10 children. Now can you imagine going to your funeral with all your children laid out there in that corpse? Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. You talk about bringing somebody low. That surely had to bring Job low. Praise God. But I tell you something. I'm reading about a man that had his feet on the rock. Praise God. I tell you what. I know we've got the Eve we can read about. I know we've got Judas we can read about. We've got Demas we can read about that left the Lord and got away from God and done the wrong thing. But I'd like to tell you, we've got some heroes in the Word of God to patternize our life after. Praise God. Just because Judas fell does not mean we gotta fall. Just because he fell does not mean we gotta fall. Over in the book of Jude, we can read where he said he is able to keep us from falling.
All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
Let me tell you, though we're faced with storms, though we're faced with the battles of life, I'm going to tell you, there's a rock you can get your feet on. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
And guess what? He'll carry you through.
He's got the power to do it. Amen.
Then Job arose and rent his mantle. He shaved his head and fell upon the ground. What did he do? Did he say, "Oh Lord, what have you done to me now? Which way am I going to go now? Look at all the stuff you blessed me with. Now it's all gone. What's happening to me now?" But guess what he done? Bible said he fell. He said he fell down on the upon the ground and worshipped. And said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away.
Glory.
Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. What if you had to lose your boat tonight? What if you had to lose your house tonight? What if you had to lose all your vehicles tonight?
Glory to God.
Really,
praise
God,
David,
what would you have then if you lost all your worldly possessions? Praise God. Well,
glory.
I just like to tell you, if you get in touch with the Lord just right, just the abundance of the things that you have, there's some more life besides that. Praise God. We better not put our trust on our possessions that we can get in this life.
Hallelujah.
We ought to be trusted in the Lord. Lay our treasures up in heaven and say, "God, if I lose everything, if I lose it all, I'm still going to hold my righteousness. My righteousness I hold fast and will not let it go."
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We ain't careful to put too much trust in what we can attain this life. Put too much trust. Are you really trusting in the Lord, or are you trusting in your bank account?
Glory to God.
If you're trusting your bank account, it's an awful weak leg to stand on. Praise God. But if you're trusting in the Lord, you got treasures in heaven.
Amen.
But the thieves ain't going to be able to break through and steal.
Amen.
Moth and rust ain't going to corrupt. I like to be like Job. I cannot boast about what I'm going to face tomorrow, but I like to be like Job, Brother Webb, and say, "Lord, I know there's stormy weather. I know it's a dark time to live for you, but whatever I have to face, I like to encourage you tonight and say, Lord, whatever I have to face, help me to attain, and say, Lord, my righteousness I hold fast and will not let it go. It's you that saved me. It's you that gave me the blessing.
Glory. Pour it out, Holy Lord. Bless him, God. Glory, Lord.
Yeah, I have done. But it's what you've let me have. And I want to hold on to it.
Amen.
Praise God. I can't boast about nothing. You can't boast about nothing either. You couldn't save yourself. You couldn't brought your own self in and forgave yourself, but that wouldn't amount to nothing much. God. But it took the Lord giving us a chance to get in. Praise God. I'd like to hold on to him. Praise God. I've been holding on to him a long time, brother.
Bless the Lord.
And whenever I get in trouble, guess what I do? I take my troubles to the Lord. My heart is heavy. Guess what you can do? Take your troubles to the Lord.
Yeah, leave them there.
Oh, hallelujah. It wasn't nothing that nobody else did. I'm so glad that God thought enough of me to give me a chance to serve him. And I'm glad I took him up on his offer. Praise God. We live to see the day now when folks seem like they wait till they're way up in years and they put off the call of God. I mean, they're putting him off. while they're young and healthy.
Glory.
And sing and shout and go sing.
God bless
you. Praise the Lord while they got the strength to do it. It seems like they're trying to do other things and occupy themselves with other worldly things. That in 100 years from now, it ain't going to amount to nothing. Praise God. But oh, I tell you what, if you get in touch with God's righteousness just right and get your feet planted like
Amen.
They need to be,
praise
God. I believe you can stand the storm. I believe we can hold on to God and stand the storm. I know you might think, well, the devil's really going to give you a hard time now since you're talking so bold. Well, it's going to be all through him by the Lord if any of us make it. Hey, but I tell you what, let me give you a little tip tonight. Praise God. The God that we're serving. You know how they have these track records? They want to talk about their race car. Ain't never lost a race. Some of those ball teams, we're 40 wins and no losses. You know, they won't have the statistics that way. Well, I just want to tell you the man I'm trusting in, he has never lost a battle. Praise God. And every time he faces the devil, guess what? He comes out a winner. Praise God. Why would I want to throw in the towel now? Why would I want to turn my back on him? If I do, I go to the... I automatically go to the losing side if I let go of God's hand. No, won't we just be like Job and say, God, I know it looks rough right now. I know it looks dark right now. But oh, above it all, I want to be like Job and say, Lord, hey, my righteousness, I'll hold fast. I may not shout every night. I may not run the seats every night. I may not get to pray through every night. But oh, let me tell you, it's priceless.
Hallelujah.
Priceless. Praise God. I tell you what, some like people, they seem like that they treat it very careless. Brother Webb, once they get in touch with the Lord, it seems like they just are easy to let him go. That's one of the easiest things to do when it gets rough in your job. Just walk out, quit. Yeah, that's one of the easy things to do. Praise God. Whenever I was working at the restaurant, you mean you worked at a restaurant? Yeah, I worked there for years. Had a lot of good times there too. Praise God. And you know what? There were some stressful times there too. Praise God. You know, can I just talk just a little bit here? Don't think I'm too elementary, but you know when you're back there and you're working and the drive-thru gets way backed up and your customers out there just really loading up in your lobby and you're needing some work to be done to get it taken care of. There's been times I think of a night shift I've got there and I smiled, and if I'd have let myself, I could have probably just broke down and started crying because the shift wasn't going the way I wanted it to. Praise God. Oh yes, I could have just darted out the doors. I'm done. I'm quitting. I'm out of here. Praise God. But oh, guess what? When you do that, you start losing your paycheck. Praise God. You start losing your favor with the people. Oh, it's so much better to hold on through the tough times. Go right to
God.
And after a while, when it's over, start bragging on what kind of hour that you got to have, how good you done, how good they did, and brag on.
Glory to God. Help me, Lord.
That's the same way with the church. When you're going through trials and you're going through tests, if we could just hold on and pray for each other and God help us get through it, then we can start bragging on them. Hey, you done good to that child. God bless you. You done good. You're a little bit stronger for the next trial.
Amen.
And you know what? They sang that song, "There's coming a payday. And if we all give up, we're going to miss out on our payday." But if we'll just be like Job and say, God, I may not sing like other people do. Others may want to hear somebody else preach beside me.
God bless David.
Be the best musician But guess what? If I could be like Job and say, God, what you've let me attain to, what I've got to reach,
glory,
I don't plan to be the top of the mountain, but where I have attained to, praise God, my righteousness, help me to hold fast and not let it go. I know that was very simple, a little simple scripture, praise God. But after he went through all of his tests, and he began to say, after his friends talked bad about him, after his wife turned against him, praise God. You know what? There's some strength in somebody if they have to go against their family to serve God. And there's some strength should it be acquired to somebody, and maybe a little favor gained when like all their family's against them and they still keep on trudging on for God. Praise God. They don't probably realize what kind of light that they are to their family and how good they're doing in front of them, because the family ain't going to let them know, I'm quite sure, a lot of times how good they're doing. Praise God. But oh, the reward is that when you keep holding on to God, there's a good possibility that the one that's doing you so bad for long will be sitting beside of you right in the church house.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. All right. I'm going to give you a chance to pray tonight. Thank God. How many of you like to go a little bit closer to the Lord? Go a little bit higher with the Lord. Drugs seem like he's running so rampant right now. Drugs is just awful. I mean, seem like it just gets a hold of people and it just grabs them and they can't get loose from it. And then there's so much young folks that seem like don't want to fear God, don't want to serve God. There's so much other entertainment out there to entertain with, and they don't want nothing to do with God. And all at the same time, they're getting closer every hour passes by, getting closer to judgment, getting closer to death, where they're not going to have no more chances anymore. After a while, their chance is going to run out. Praise God. I like to tell them there is a righteousness you can get a hold of and attain to, that you can get something that you feel like holding on to. All right, I'm going to give you a chance to pray. Somebody saying it will. Praise God. All right, somebody here, if they're not baptized with the Holy Ghost, if they're not saved, won't we just come tonight and say, God, tonight is the night I'm planning on making my start. Praise God. Tonight is the night I plan on making my start. Praise God. I'm through with all this other stuff.
Are you? Are
get a hold of the joy of the Lord.
The land.